This episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. For all of your Disney vacation planning needs, contact the folks at MEI who will help you plan everything to make your vacation magical. Visit them at MEI-MouseFanTravel.com, or you can click on the link on the Mickey Miles Podcast webpage.
This is Sam Gaino from Cochranville, Pennsylvania, and I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scripter-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 132 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today. With me on the show is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Michelle, did you get everything you wanted for Christmas?
Yes, I did. I guess I did.
Oh, good.
Thank you. Well, can I tell everybody what you got me, which is the coolest thing?
Okay.
You got me a robot.
Right.
Which is very, very cool. So you put your iPhone in it, and it does all sorts of commands. And even my son, who's a computer science major, was just blown away by this robot. So it's called a Romo, and I love it. I think everybody should have a toy on Christmas, even grown-ups.
But see, he's going to spy and learn all your secrets, so I'll learn all your secrets.
So. Oh, great. Thank you, Mike. I got through catching up with Homeland, so it's all about the CIA, so don't say things like that because I might believe you. All right, I have a shout-out, and it is to somebody who requested one, but I'll give him a shout-out. His name is John Thompson, and he recently ran New York City Runs Hot Chocolate 10K with his daughter, and they had a blast, and he wanted a shout-out. So he wrote a blog about it. It's called hootdadruns.blogspot.com. And great job, John and daughter. Nameless daughter.
Nameless daughter. John Jr. We have two special guests with us today. And the first guest is old friend. She's not really old, but she's a friend. And she hails from the great state of Pennsylvania, Helen Dunn. Helen, welcome back.
I'm glad to be back again.
And
I am kind of old.
Well, but you don't look it, so.
Before we introduce our next guest, I just have to ask Helen, for the record, are you buying the new Champion Minnie Mouse bra at the expo?
I will not be buying it, no. I'm loyal to my undergarments that I already own.
That's good. I agree.
For the record, I am not either. Our other guest this is her first time on the Mickey Miles Podcast. We're so happy that she could join us. Her name is Chrissy Murphy, and she hails from Sarasota, Florida. Hello, Chrissy.
Hey there. How is everyone doing today?
We're doing fine. Thank you for coming.
So I have to point out, this is not actually Chrissy's first time. It's her second time. When we were just starting up, we interviewed her, I think at the Jingle Jungle 5K, right, Chrissy?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's
really
right.
Fun. Yeah, that was a really fun 5K. And so I'm glad to talk about some of the Disney events. 5Ks are some of my favorites, so I'm glad we get to talk about a variety today.
And Chrissy's a former cast member. And could you just tell us quickly what Disney races you've done? Because you're pretty much at all of them like we are.
Sure. Yeah. I started doing Run Disney events in 2011, and the 2011 Donald half was my very first. Since then, I've done basically all of the events except for Expedition Everest, which I'm planning to do this year. And I've not done like the Goofy Challenge or the Dopey Challenge, but I have done the Double Dumbo this year, this past year. So I'm excited to see what the future holds with these different challenges.
So are you doing Dopey this year?
I am actually coming up and running the new event, the 10K, but not the others. I'm going to be cheering for the others this time.
We will need you. Thank you.
I'm here for you.
Yeah. All right. You ready to introduce this one, Mike?
So with the coming of 2014, Run Disney has announced, announced a year ago that we were going to have a new race, and it was the 10K. So what that does, and also they were going to have a new challenge, and it's the Dopey Challenge. So with that comes an additional day and additional race, and we thought that with that little wrinkle in the Walt Disney World Marathon weekend, that we needed to address the very important subject of packing for that week. So we have invited Helen and Chrissy to chat with Michelle and myself and put our heads together and hopefully come up with a packing list that you would be able to refer to when you are thinking about what you need to bring. And what's nice about the timing for this show is that it's right after Christmas, so there are a lot of things that are on sale, so that if you don't have them, you'll be able to go out and buy them at a discount. So that's kind of exciting too. So Michelle, shall we start off with let's start off with the expo. If you are packing, and one of the things that you're going to do is you're going to go to the expo. So what would you pack that you have to bring to the expo?
Well, there are things that you can buy at the expo, but one thing that I would start off with is to print out my waivers and pack those, make sure that they're there in my suitcase. You can print them out at the expo, but I'd want to have them. So let's go to how about people give two or three different things if they can? I don't know how much you can pack for the expo, but Chrissy, what would you bring to the expo?
Oh, that's a great question. I would say whenever people ask me, the first thing I recommend to them is to bring their ID. That's the most important. Almost anything else can be purchased, so just make sure you bring your ID. That's really important. Second, bring something to buy things with. So whether that's a credit card or cash, most of the vendors will take both. And the bonus is if you're going to be buying official Run Disney merchandise, you can use things like Disney gift cards and bring your other cards for your affiliations, like if you're an annual pass holder or a Disney Vacation Club member, because at the official merchandise locations, you may be able to use them for discounts.
But you can't use your magic bands for the vendors.
That's true.
And I'm not sure if you can use them at the Run Disney, the official merchandise for Run Disney. Does anybody know?
My guess is that I'm going to say I think you can, but only for the official Run Disney merchandise.
Yeah, so you definitely want to bring your money. Helen, right. What about you? Did we miss anything?
I don't think you missed anything tangible, but I think you have to pack your patience for the expo.
Very true.
That's true. The only other thing that I might bring is a camera, because I don't know if it's just Mike and I, but we seem to run into a lot of friends. So we're always stopping and taking pictures and saying hello. So you may want to take your camera too, and just kind of, it's interesting. It's definitely an experience. All right, let's move on to the 5K. And Mike, did you have anything for the expo?
Well, what I plan to bring is a backpack, because of all the stuff that I'll put my waivers in there, and as I collect my bibs and everything and my shirts from I'm doing only three races, and I just want something that I can put everything in rather than carry those bags around. I'm always afraid that I'm going to rip those bags because they're getting very, very thin, the bags that we put our things in. So
by bags, you mean the bags that they give you when you're getting your shirts.
The clear bags that we have to check.
Yeah. The other thing, too, that I just popped into my head is doing race retreat, and I always make sure that I print out my receipt for that from active.com just to make sure that I have that. All right, going on to the 5K. Helen, let's start with you. What few things would you bring for the 5K? Because there's some people out there who haven't done a 5K before, so we need to make sure that they know what to pack.
Well, number one on the list is your favorite running shoes.
I like it. Anything else?
Well, I would say anything that you feel like you absolutely can't run or walk without. So, you know, your favorite shorts, your favorite shirt, your best underwear, all that stuff.
Okay, you're into the intimate apparel today. Talking about that, Chrissy?
For the 5K, I would say, even though it's still quite early, it starts at 6:15, it is the latest of the four races that weekend. So the sun will be coming out for most of the runners. So I would definitely recommend sunscreen, especially for some of our runners that have not been running in a lot of the bright sun, and it can be very intense throughout the day. So I would definitely pack that in your bag.
So Chrissy, I think this is a good time to talk about what the weather is like right now at Walt Disney World, because this is something for all of the races that we're going to need to consider. So we're recording this just a little bit before Christmas. Yesterday it was what in Sarasota?
86 degrees.
Right. So we don't know what the temperature is going to be, but the trend right now looks like it might be pretty warm. So we may need to pack things for warm weather and for cold weather too, right?
I would definitely recommend when packing for the apparel items, expect the unexpected. As many of our other runners could attest, through the years, we've seen extremes in weather, from 2010 being very cold to last year being very warm. So make sure you have a few different things to switch out, mix and match, to keep you the most comfortable, because that's going to help you with your best performance.
So I'm going to bring my iPhone and a pair of walking shorts, because I plan to walk the 5K and I plan to do some tweeting and I plan to take a lot of photos. So that's my plan. But I'm glad you brought up the weather, Michelle, because you can very easily say that the 5K will be the first day that we will all be dressing for whatever weather forecast we are reading about that weekend. So we will have to pack whatever we need to pack for those days. Michelle?
Well, I'm going to bring definitely a hat. I'm going to bring sweaty bands, which I really like, and a camera. And also, I wanted to talk about two other things. I wanted to talk about what not to bring on this one. The first one I would not bring is my music, because the race is 3.1 miles. And for me, at least, I'm not going to need my music, because I like to stop. I'm going to be walking it with you. I'd like to stop and talk to the characters. But I wanted to know from other people, would you bring a running water belt for this? Chrissy, what about you?
Personally, because I've been training a lot for longer distances, a 5K for me at this point in my training is kind of a shorter run. So usually I will just stop at the water stations. However, if a 5K is something that is a goal race for some of our runners, they might want to bring that if that's what they've been training with, because I always advocate just being as comfortable and controlling as many of the elements that you can.
Helen?
I totally agree with Chrissy. Do what makes you the most comfortable.
The other thing I wanted to talk about is I think new runners sometimes don't know this, but it's kind of a protocol for runners about when to wear your new running shirts that you get at the expo. So you can wear whatever you want. So we're not going to tell you what to wear. But Mike, do you want to talk about kind of the way that runners wear their running shirts and when they wear them?
Well, there are superstitions out there that that says you should not wear the shirt that you are receiving for a race until after you've completed the race. But in many cases, runners will wear the shirts that they get, and more power to them. I don't think that it's a crime, but for a lot of the veteran runners, you won't see the veteran runners doing that. One thing I wanted to mention about the 5K, Michelle, I'm not bringing my water belt. I'm not bringing my running watch. What I might carry a bottle of water around. That's a possibility, because I'm not sure about the water stations. And the thing is that we all have to keep in mind that we have to continue to hydrate, because we've got several races ahead of us, or at least one race or two races ahead of us. So I just want to mention that.
Anything else that you'd want to bring, ladies?
I think you've covered it.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a few more things. You might want to bring your GPS watch. You might want to bring some Glide. You might want to bring, KT tape if you need that for anything. And if you're going to do a walk run, you want to bring your gym boss too to do your intervals. All right, moving on to the 10K. Let's start with Helen.
For the 10K, the thing I have to remember to bring is my costume.
Ah, okay. What are you going to – you're going to tell us what you're going to dress up as?
Well, I'm not sure it's really a thing. It's sort of a pattern. I have the cheetah print, pink cheetah print Mickey Mouse ears that I wear in all my Run Disney races. And I found cheetah print socks that I'm going to wear, compression socks. And I have some other pink spotted clothing I think I will be sporting that day.
Okay. Anything else for the 10K?
Oh, for me? I think for the 10K is the first event that I'm going to maybe bring a goo with me. I'm not sure that I'm going to need it, but I think I might bring it just in case.
Okay. What about you, Chrissy?
I am also with Helen. I'm going to be wearing a costume, so I have to make sure I bring that. I'm really excited that I'm going to be running with one of my good friends. So she's going to dress as Tinkerbell, and I'm going to dress as Tiger Lily. So I'm really excited. So going along with that, my must-have for the 10K is to bring my my smartphone that has a camera, because we are stopping for all the characters.
Oh, fun. Cool. Mike?
Super excited.
Well, I think for the 10K, I think I will bring, again, keeping in mind of the hydration issue, I think I am going to bring my water belt. I'll probably put two bottles of water with me, like sports drink or whatever. And I also will bring one goo, one gel, I should say, and probably bring my iPhone. But I'm probably not going to listen to it, because I'm going to be running with someone who's doing this for the very first time, and I want to be able to talk with her and advise her along the way. So I don't think I will bring my earbuds. I think that's the only thing different from the 5K that I'll be bringing.
Well, the only thing I need to add is I'm going to bring sunglasses. I'm going to run with sunglasses. I was talked in by, peer pressure. I have the arm sleeves, Helen, with the cheetah prints too. So I'm going to bring those. I'm going to bring, just for the weekend alone, I'm going to bring lots and lots and lots of my best running socks, so my comfortable socks. And I think I'm going to start to wear my compression socks for this one, my Zenses, just because I know I'm going to be doing some walking during the day, so that's going to be important. So I'm going to bring chapstick, make sure I have chapstick, and that's about it. Should we head off to the half marathon, Mike?
Let us move to the half.
Go ahead. What do you start?
So for the half, now we're getting into some meaty distances. So on the half, I am going to bring my water belt fully supplied. So that will be all four bottles. I am also going to bring, I'm guessing, at least three, maybe four gels, depending upon, you know, how I feel that day. And I will be bringing my watch, I'll be bringing my iPhone and my earbuds to listen to some music. And I think that might be it. I'm also bringing something that you gave me for Christmas, Michelle. And it's those, I have like little headlights that I'm going to be able to clip onto my, the bill of my hat, because it'll be dark. Well, I expect it'll be dark for maybe the first half hour to an hour. And I want to be able to see where I'm running. So I'll be wearing those. So that's basically it. And, of course, whatever is appropriate for the weather. And now, Michelle, what about you?
Oh, okay. Let's see. I'm going to bring I'm going to bring my music. So I actually have a shuffle. I have two iPod shuffles, and I'm going to bring both of them. And I bring two sets of headphones, just in case one of them, you know, gets sweaty and icky. And I'm going to bring, I'm not sure what I'm going to be wearing. So, you know, the weather could be many, many different things, but I'll bring layers. And if it's cold, I'll get something inexpensive at Target or an old sweatshirt and put that off to the side. And maybe some sweatpants too. Make sure that I have some ponytail holders. If it's colder, I'm going to have a buff, which Helen introduced me to, or some sort of a gaiter. Okay, Helen, what about you?
Okay, the first thing I'm going to bring with me is breakfast, because this race starts so, so early.
Yes.
The meeting times that I sometimes can't force myself to eat that early. So for the half marathon, I typically carry food with me to kind of nibble on while I'm milling around waiting for the race to start.
And what do you carry?
sometimes it's a bagel. Sometimes it's Quaker makes these, they used to call them oatmeal squares. They're kind of like square muffins that I find are good marathon fuel for me. So, and they're portable. So mm-hmm. I bring those, or just something very carby that's easy to carry. And I nibble on that while I'm just kind of waiting for the race to start. And that kind of works better for me than trying to eat before I leave. And I also, depending on the weather, I might be bringing, if it's kind of a rainy day, I might bring like a green hefty garbage bag that you can kind of wear to keep yourself out of the rain while you're standing around.
It also keeps you warm too.
It also keeps you warm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of my other things I tend to bring with me, rain or shine, is Mylar blankets that they often give out at the end of marathons. I have a lot of those in my closet. So they're super warm and they're lightweight and easy to toss. So I usually carry one of them to stand around and wait with. You can put them on the ground. You can wrap yourself up like a little burrito in them, or, you know, just hang out with that. And if it's cold, I bring hand warmers.
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. Yes. Those are great. So those little $1 package of hand warmers.
Exactly. I bring those. I usually have, even if it's going to be a hot day before the sun comes up, I have that condition where my fingers tend to go numb in kind of middling cold temperature. Mm-hmm. So I usually am wearing a throwaway glove anyway, and I'll put the hand warmers in there.
So do you go to Target and get like the $1 or the really cheap mittens or gloves?
I do. I have a ridiculous stockpile of them, so I can wear them and throw them away. And I'm so bad and I have so many that they're always mismatched. So I often have two different colors on. So, you know, that's kind of my weird thing. And the last thing I'm going to bring for any race that's, you know, longer, I try to always bring some tissues in a Ziploc bag because you just never know when you might need them.
That is a good idea. That's a good idea. Chrissy, what about you?
Wow, you guys really got a lot of the ones. I really loved Helen's running burrito thing with the Mylar blanket. That made me giggle because I love to do that. I think that's an excellent suggestion. The only thing I can really think of to add is when we do challenge races, depending on how you train, of course, but for me personally, I train in different pairs of shoes. So if any event weekend involves more than one race, often I'll bring a second pair of running shoes. This not only protects me from maybe some wear and tear I'm putting on the shoes from the previous race, but say the worst happens and there's some wet weather, you don't want to be running the next day in those wet shoes. Even if you were able to dry them out a little bit, there's going to be a little bit of indentation in there that is not going to be friendly to your feet after 13 miles. So I would pack a second pair of shoes if your luggage allows you to.
Cool. All right. So Mike, should I go next?
I want to mention one thing before we move on, Michelle. For those who are coming with just one pair of running shoes, my suggestion is to buy some newspaper and stuff them in your running shoes at the end of every day to get out all the moisture from the sweat and everything. So the very next day, the newspapers will act as wicks. So you may want to consider that. Michelle?
I had a few other things to add. Yesterday when I was doing my 24 miles, I had the day before I had developed some blisters. So I actually had a little tiny container of Glide that I'd stop about every hour and a half and put some on my blisters. So I may be bringing a little bit of Glide with me. Definitely my phone and my GPS watch. I have at times, depending on my aches and pains, bought a little kind of, you know, a little packet of Biofreeze, but they will have that at the stops. And I always make sure that I have my road ID on whatever pair of sneakers I'm wearing, and that I have at least have packed extra batteries, AAA batteries for my gym boss, so that I know that, you know, it'll make it for the four races. I almost never change the batteries, but just in case. Mike?
Well, I was going to mention, Michelle, that was a good point about the Body Glide. And I know that the Fit to Run store has the very, very small containers of the Body Glide that you can put in your running belt. So
they'll have that at the expo, too.
Yes, if they are at the expo, they should have it, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, it's time to go on to the marathon. And let's start off with Chrissy. Actually, Chrissy, you and I are going to be We're going to be cheerleaders for that day, but that doesn't mean that we don't have special things that we want to pack for that day. So why don't you start us off?
Yes, I'm excited that I'll be able to take some of my experience from this year when I ran the marathon to kind of share with some of my friends that might be doing the marathon this year as part of Dopey, or also a few of them, it's their first marathon. Something that I suggest when it's possible, if you have a friend or a spectator that is familiar with the course, if you can hand them some things that you might think you want later in your race and you don't want to carry them with you, if you're able to coordinate that with them, these might be things like a bottle of water, your new sports nutrition, maybe even a different shirt or a hat. Those are things that you might want to bring extra to give to your friends or spectators. So that's something I would recommend.
That's a good idea. I was chatting with a friend of ours, Brian Marks, who was thinking of having his wife hold a different shirt and maybe a different pair of socks. So yeah, that's a good idea. I like that.
In the case if you're going to be changing a shirt, though, I would definitely recommend having a plan on transferring your bib. So some people use like a bib belt holder. That would be convenient if you're planning on changing a shirt, because you don't want to change the shirt, feel comfortable, and then realize you don't have your timing chip.
Oh my gosh, in the sign.
So make sure you do a little pre-planning. But with a little pre-planning, it can be a really nice little perk. You know, something new, and also just seeing that friend or spectator is going to be one of the best things that can happen to you when you're heading into those last tough miles of the marathon.
Great. Helen?
I think that's a good idea, but I would caution people to not rely on that for nutrition, because you never know if you might not run into your person you're hoping to meet because you missed them or they got stuck in some kind of transportation snafu. So I would only give them like extra bonus treats to have for you, not anything you really will need for your race.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah.
Anything else for the marathon?
Oh, geez. I think we covered everything. I'm going to bring everything that I brought for the half marathon for the marathon. And I also typically carry, hoping I won't need it, but I do tend to carry 2 Tylenol with me for the race just in case. And I also always bring my park admission to the marathon, because sometimes I want to go right back into the park to see people finish after me.
Are you going to be running with your magic band?
I think I will be running with my magic band. I've never, you know, this is totally new this year. And assuming I have room on my arms with all the other things I have to wear, I'm going to try to bring the magic band. So, yeah, that would be my park ticket. That would be even better.
Yeah, so I was thinking that we're going to have maybe a GPS watch, magic band, Fitbit, the bracelet for Race Retreat, the bracelet for Dopey.
Yeah, I think all the up Fitbit and down might have to go.
Yeah. Oh, I'm definitely interested in how many steps. I'm going to bring everything else. I think the only other thing that I didn't mention is sometimes I bring some Band-Aids or some moleskin with me. Right. But, you know, again, there is a medical tent. What about you, Mike? Any ideas for the marathon?
Well, I'm going to be a spectator and I'm going to be a cheerleader. And like I was last year when I was injured. And what I learned is that I need to make sure that everybody who I'm cheering for gets to see me. So I'm bringing cowbells. And I think what I'm going to do this year is I'm going to wear my Dumbo Double Dare orange shirt. There may not be that many people wearing orange. So this way I can be spotted, and I might wear my white Run Disney hat too. So the whole idea there is so that those people who I'm cheering on will be able to spot me when they're running. I'm also going to be bringing my iPhone with my Mophie extra battery, because I'll be tracking so many people. And I think I have at least 2 apps that that I will be able to use to, I know, track you, Michelle. So I'll be doing that. And let me see. I believe that's it. And one of the things I wanted to go back and mention, I don't believe I'm going to pack these, but for those guys out there who have issues with nipple bleeding, they may want to grab something like Band-Aids or nips to take care of that. So I just wanted to mention that too.
All right, now let's talk about people doing multiple races. We already mentioned all of these different things. But Christy, you started to talk about the need for multiple pairs of shoes. You're going to bring 2 pairs of shoes?
I usually recommend that for myself because that's how I train. But also doing multiple races, if something that you've been doing in training when you run 2 days in a row is to wear compression in between, then bring it by all means. If you've never done it before, I don't think I'd recommend it. So stick to what you've been doing and kind of apply it to these race events. And that's probably going to be the best way for you to keep going to the next and feeling comfortable.
Okay. Thank you. Helen, anything for multiple races that you'd recommend?
One thing I tend to always bring with me is laundry sheets because I stay typically at a DVC resort so I can do laundry. And they have these things that are sort of like laundry soap and dryer sheets all rolled into one. And when you're doing multiple races, it's really nice to be able to do your laundry if you want to.
Nice. Okay. Another thing that I'm going to bring is the new thing that I love, my Dr. Cool for my Achilles. I'm going to be using it in between the different races. I'm going to bring, unlike Helen, I have just two pairs of Zenses. So I'm going to bring both of those pairs of Zenses. And I'm going to bring multiple running hats, not just one, because they get pretty, pretty sweaty. And what else? There was something else, and I can't remember what it is now. Can't remember. All right, Mike, you talk, and maybe it'll come to me. I know. I'm sorry. I just remembered my stick, my portable version of my stick that I use for my IT band. I'm going to bring that, too. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I was going to mention the compression sleeves, the Zenses. I think that's important for anyone doing back-to-back races. Here's something that I just thought of the top of my head. You get off the plane, and if you are renting a car, on the way to your resort, buy a case of water because you're going to need to be carrying around water with you all the time. So that's a very important thing for anyone who's doing two races.
Another thing that I try to remember, too, and I do have DVC, but sometimes I'm just too lazy to do the laundry, and I'm only getting a studio this time, is I bring plastic bags to put my dirty clothes in because they can be kind of yucky. And so to pack them, and if they're kind of moist, I use plastic bags. Anything else, ladies?
I have one other thing. We talked about bringing multiple pairs of running shoes, but I also suggest for people who are doing multiple races to bring a pair of shoes that they're very comfortable in that are not running shoes.
Yes, flip-flops.
Because, yeah, flip-flops are, if you need, like for me, I always bring my like Keen sandals because they have pretty good arch support, but they're, you know, just as comfortable as sneakers to me. Because that's the last thing I want to do after finishing a half marathon is put my running shoes back on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chrissy?
I would say, and we talked a little about throwaway clothes before the race, but something that I often do is also pack some clothes in my checked bag to wear after the race, even if it's a warm temperature. If you're drenched in sweat at the end of a run and then you're suddenly stopping and walking, you might get kind of chilled. So I usually bring like, it might not even be kind of a ratty sweatshirt or something, but something to put over it, or maybe you even are taking off your wet clothes and putting just a dry shirt on. It's going to just make you feel more comfortable as you either walk back through the park to your resorts, or if you're riding the bus back, you're going to feel more more warm and comfy headed back if you're in your dry clothes.
I'm thinking too, I keep on thinking of extra things, but extra contact lenses. I run in case I get like salt or maybe some sun lotion in my eye, extra contact. It would be awful to, because I am blind. So if something gets in my eye and it happens at mile 3, I would be stuck. So lots of extra contact lenses. Mike, anything else?
I'm thinking that I wanted to ask everyone, this might be a good time, Michelle, to ask everybody, we could all think about, so normally we're going and there's 3 days, and now it's 4 days. So because we're there an extra day, is there anything that we are bringing that we normally would not bring when it was just a 3-day race weekend? You know, like, is there anything special that we're bringing?
I think for me, it's that extra pair of sneakers. I'm definitely going to bring an extra pair of sneakers. I usually bring one to walk around in and one to run in, but I'm going to bring an extra pair to run in. Yeah. Helen or Chrissy?
Helen, Chrissy, anything?
Yeah, I think the extra shoes and the extra socks are probably the main thing with me. And when I say socks, I mean compression socks, because I plan to be wearing them probably all of the time between sleeves when I'm running and socks when I'm recovering, just because I think I'm going to need all the help I can get to get through all 4 days of dopey. Mm-hmm.
I guess we're done, unless anyone has anything else to offer. We've really gone through the list. Of course, this supplements the normal packing list that you would go through when you are visiting the Walt Disney Resort. But as runners, there are all these extra things. And I'm guessing that for the most part, everybody is coming with a little bit of a larger piece of luggage than normal. And we hope that those of you who are listening to this could add to the Facebook page. If there's anything that you think that would be good to add to this list, we would appreciate it and welcome it. So the discussion will continue on Facebook. Michelle, last words.
I'm just hoping we can convince our wonderful, wonderful show notes guy to type all this up for us. What do you think, Helen? Do you think he will?
Yeah, I think he will probably do
it. He's so wonderful, isn't he, Chrissy?
Yes.
He's wonderful.
Oh my God, Rich.
We love Rich. Oh, we could post this on our website if anybody wanted to print it out, if Rich were kind enough to type it up for us.
And we want him to do it in triplicate, right?
He's probably reading our minds right now, and it's already done. Yeah.
So thank you, ladies, for joining us.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Very much.
That was a lot of fun.
And we'll see you guys in a couple of weeks. So for Chrissy Murphy and for Helen Dunn and for Michelle Scribner-McLean.
And for Rich Gehring.
And for Rich Gehring. This is Mike Scopa saying we will see you on the road.
This episode of the Mickey Mouse Podcast has been brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel. And let's start the year off right. How? Very simply. When you start thinking about your vacations, be it a Disney vacation or any other type of vacation, any destination, it's time to do it right. And that means going over to the vacation planners at MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel and let them show you what a real vacation is all about. Let them show you what a real vacation planner can do for you. Give them a try. Go to MEI-travel.com, mousefantravel.com, or click on their banner at Mickey Miles Podcast.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.